Yes, I'd like to wish everyone a beautiful Shabbos. Hashem should send us a a vaccination for the Corona Bekovov, and everyone should get better who has it. If you can just please daven for the, I'm going to leave the sick ones first. You know, the ones very basic. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feiga. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feiga. He doesn't have Corona, he has a different disease, but he's very sick. Baruch Tzvi Ben Shulamit Feiga. Harav Chaim Dov Keller. He does have Corona, I heard he's on the ventilator, but Harav Chaim Dov Keller. Ava Meir Ben Bela Feiga. Avraham Meir Ben Bela Feiga. Avraham Meir Ben Bela Feiga. Those are the very top sick people right now. And if you can just sound for the Cholim, Yehuda Ben Shifra. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittol. Also, Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittol. Did have corner my stall, so if you can be starving half him, also he's a little sick. Matisyahu Chaim Ben Ittol. Benjamin Ovadia ben Esther, Yisrael Moshe ben Sipor Feiga, Leia Pesha bas Dina, Wachar bas Ilana, Kamin ben Chaya Blima, Kamin ben Chaya Blima, and Wachar bas Ilana, Moshe Avraham ben Alexandria Simon, Boch Bendor Bennett ben Sewell, Avraham Yeshiyahu ben Aviva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva, Chaya Malka Bat Batsheva. I believe she's about a 20-year-old girl who's in a coma, unfortunately. Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Yakuti El Zamin Ben Sawa, Netanel Ilan Ben Shena Tzipoa, Daphne Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Daphne Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Daphne Bracha Zahava Basfegalea, Brina Bracha Baswina, Brina Bracha Baswina, Wina. I think those are the cholim. If you can please dive for them, Hashem should send them all over Fuwa Shlema. Because, oh, one more. Sprinzer Bas Esther. Sprinzer Bas Esther. Sprinzer Bas Esther. If you can please dive for all them, I appreciate it. And the found Divito should be Zechus Nisham. And Yehudit Bat Wina. Yehudit Bat Wina. Also dive for, please. And the found Divito should be Zechus Nishama Rabbi Norman Fredman. Rabbi Norman Fredman. He was lifted in Eritzal, so you can please Zechus Nishama, his Nishama, the Divito should be Zechus his Nishama. So Parshas Emor says Emor Kohanim v'amarta lehem. So Rashi said Vezir Gedolim al Ketanim, which means you should warn the adults of that they should, you know, educate the young ones about the halachas of being a Kohen. So Rav Moshe Shor from Lakewood said that Rav Moshe Shor explains it differently. Vezir Gedolim, tell the older people. We warn them al ketanim on the mitzvahs they don't think that's so great. Warn them that just like they keep vizir hagedolim, just like you keep the great mitzvahs like Shabbos, Yontiv, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah, you know, Pesach, you should also keep the small mitzvahs that you think are not so great, like whether the lachas of Svira, whether Muksa, you know, the lachas that you don't think, the smaller items that, you know, might only be the Rabbanans. Hashem, you say vizir hagedolim al ketanim, warn the gedolim on the ketanim on the lesser mitzvahs that they should still keep it. Then Rav Moshe Shor from Lakewood said a different shot. He said, Vizir HaGedolim Al HaKetanim, Vizir HaZar Zahir means light up. You should tell the Gedolim that when you light up with Torah Mitzvahs, and your face is shining with the Hilig Torah Mitzvahs, when you have the radiance of the Torah Mitzvahs all over you, then that's how you Ketanim, that's how your young children will learn for you. When they see that you're excited to keep Shabbos, you're excited to learn Torah, you're excited to light the Shabbos candles, you're excited to do tzedakah, or to do chesed, or to dive into, excited to dive into a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then that's how you educate your young ones, because then your young ones will say, we want to do the same. Rabbi Gluck, a rabbi in Yeshiva Ochaim's high school called Yisod Yeshua, I think called the Kashnitzer Magid, said different shot. Vizir Gedolim al Ketanim. We know that during the year, in the Jewish calendar, there are days more holier than others, like Shabbos, Yontiv, Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is called Shabbos of Shabbaton, the Shabbos of all Shabboses, Rosh Hashanah, Sukkot, Pesach, Shavuos. You know, the days are holier than the other. And it's obviously Shabbos, let's take Shabbos. Shabbos is more holier than Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, you know, the regular weekday. So that's why, Vizeh Gedolim HaKetanim. You should light up your holy days, the greater days, onto the weekdays. Meaning when you come Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you go, oh, we'll start remembering how much Kedusha, how much holiness, how many Torah mitzvahs you did on Shabbos, that you should remember on Monday, Tuesday, and then you'll light up your weekdays also. When you light up the greater days, which is Shabbos, let's say, then you're Al Katanim, then that's how you light up your weekdays also. Because when you remember, oh my goodness, how much Torah would I learn on Shabbos, how much Chesed I did on Shabbos, how much I enjoyed lighting the Shabbos candles or davening to Hashem. And when you remember that on Monday and Tuesday, that will light up your Monday, Tuesday, and therefore you'll keep Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday, you know, I'm just giving an example, on a higher level. Then, Rav Eli Meir Blach, I believe he used to be Yeshiva, tells Yeshiva of Cleveland. Unfortunately, he was Nifta. Rav Eli Meir Blach asked the question, why can't a Kohen have a mum? Why can't a Kohen have a blemish? We know a Kaddish Baruch Hu loves every Jew, no matter whatever situation they're in life. You know, Hashem loves you no matter what situation you're in life. You know, however you are. Hashem loves you no matter what you are physically, or even spiritually, but Hashem loves you no matter what. So why can't a Kohen have a mum? Why can't he have a blemish? Hashem loves him. And he'll do the same avoda. As long as he has a mum, that he can do the avoda in the base of Migdash, and of course in the Mishkan. So what does it make a difference if he has a mum or not? Zakravayam Eli Meir Blach Satsal, he said a beautiful word. He said, because there might be one or two Yidden, one or two Jews, who might say, oh, look at the Kohen, he has a mum. If a Kohen that has a mum could work in the base of Migdash or the Mishkan, that means the avoda is not so great. And that means being a Kohen is not so great either. So that one or two Yidden might start looking down on a Kohanim and might start looking down on the avoda of the Mishkan and the avoda of the Beis HaMikdash, which hopefully will be built because of. So Hashem said, I have the Kohen on a high, high level. And the avoda also on a high, high level. So that's why a Kohen can have not have a mum. The Ksav Sofer said that we have to make the Kohanim holy. So Zakta Ksav Sofer, and obviously we see there's different halachas of a Kohen than a Yisrael or even than a Levi. So why? So the Ksav Sofer, because someone might say, listen, I give money, my truma, you know, I'm part of my korbanis, the Kohen, that's the supports the Kohanim. So therefore, yes, I'll honor the Kohen, but doesn't mean he's so great, he's much better than me. Listen, I give him money, I give him truma, I give him part of my korban to eat because that's halachas. So why is he so much greater than me? Zakta Ksav Sofer, that's why the Torah is telling you he's holy. You have to make him holy. And he has to keep certain halachas to realize that the Kohen is on a high level. Then what David Feinstein Shlita, you know, in this week's Parsha, it goes through the years. It goes through the Yontifs. So by Shavuos, right after Shavuos, it talks about how you have to leave part of your field, leket and pay. You have to leave certain halachas. You have to leave certain items to the poor, to the ani. So a David Feinstein Shlita asks the question: why is that right after Shavuos? Because Shavuos is Matan Torah. Shavuos is a time of giving the Torah. And if Hashem did not mention the halachas of helping a poor person, helping other Yidden, you might think that all the Torah we got in Shavuos is only Bein Adam LeMakom. It's only between a Jew and Hashem. It's only between a Yidden and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's all the Torah is. But Hashem is saying, right after Shavuos talks about, you know, leaving items for the poor, helping out people, because Hashem is saying the Torah, yes, Torah is between us and a Kaddish Baruch Hu, but it's also between us and fellow Yidden, between us and fellow man, meaning and fellow woman, of course. You know, it's between us and fellow people. If you can't just keep Bein Adam LeMakom, if you don't keep Bein Adam LeChaveiro, then you don't have a complete Torah. You have to have both. And then what David Feinstein Shlita points out, that on Rosh Hashanah in this week's Parsha, says Zichron Tshuva, remember the blowing of the shofar. In Pinchas it says Yom Tshuva. Rosh Hashanah is called Yom Tshuva. So what's going on? So the pshat is, what David Feinstein Shlita said a beautiful word. He said, when he mentions in this week's Parsha by Rosh Hashanah Zichron Tshuva, Hashem is saying, remember the shofar that was blown at Har Sinai. Remember how excited you were at Har Sinai when I gave you the Torah. Remember the blowing of the shofar then. And also remember the shofar you're going to blow when Mashiach comes, hopefully Bekarov. So what Dov Feinstein Shita said, this pasuk is trying to teach us how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how much Hashem loves us. And therefore we should serve Hashem and do proper tshuva because Hashem loves us. In Pinchas it's talking about Korbanos. And Zakwa Dov Feinstein Shita, remember Korbanos. Kabbanas, why do you bring a korban? Because really, you did an aveva. You did some not all kabbanas, but some of our kabbanas is to give you kaparos, give you atonement for an aveva, for a sin you did. So just what was supposed to happen to you, you bring the animal as a korban, as a sacrifice, and therefore the animal is going to atone for your aveva. So Zakva David Feinstein, that should give you Yirat Shemayim, that give you fear of Hashem. And Zakwa Dava finds actually that you need both to do tshuva, to repent. You need to know that Hashem loves you, but you also have to, and therefore you have to love Hashem back, but you also have to fear Hashem. Because otherwise you don't have Yirat Shemayim, you're not going to get to the higher level of tshuva. And just back to the other vort, by Shavuos, you know, we said, you know, Lekin and Shich, you know, the halachas are giving money to a poor person, comes right after Chag Shavuos. So I forgot the Meshech Chachma, I apologize. The Meshech Chachma said a different explanation. The Meshech Chachma gave another explanation. He said, a beautiful word. He says that if Hashem did not tell us how to help a poor person, you know, Lekid and Peya and Alakas and Shichra and Masya money, you know, then Meshech Chachma said, what might come out, how you help a poor person might be warped. Because you might let's say you have $500 to give to Stucker, but you also have a nickel, you also have a quarter. So you just say, okay, the Torah doesn't tell me how much you have to give. I'm just going to give the guy a quarter. That's it. I'm going to put a quarter into the pushcart. I'm going to give a quarter to an organization that helps out poor people. But I don't have to give my $500 to Stucker, even though that might be massive, because Hashem did not tell me this. Zakta Meshech Chachma, that's why right after Shavuos, it tells you part of the halachas of helping a poor person. Because the Torah is telling you, you got to follow the laws, the ideals of the Torah, and how to help a poor person. Don't make your own halachas, because your halachas might be warped then. It might be warped. Your halachas might not be on the proper level. Then after Sukkot, it tells us about the lighting of the menorah, and after that it talks about the lechem upon him, you know, the challah that the Kohanim made and ate. So the walag said to the Pshat, the menorah represents Torah, you know, near mitzvah of Torah or. The menorah represents Torah, and the light represents Torah. And what's the lechem upon him? Lechem upon him represents food, how to eat. So look at the walag, that's why menorah comes before lechem upon him in this week's parsha. Because Hashem is saying that every Jew has to follow the Torah on how they eat. You know, teach us, you don't just sit there with 50 hamburgers and eat all 50 hamburgers. You only eat like a Vodachaya at the table. You have to eat according to the way the Torah wants. You have to be a Torahic Jew. You have to be an Eved Hashem even when you eat. And that's why he talks about the Torah before Lechem upon him, to teach us that even when you eat, you have to be an Eved Hashem. You have to eat with the Torah eyeglasses. Then was Zev Berkowitz from Lakewood, said another beautiful word. It says, you know, this week Parsha is a Megadev. Again, and it is La Machlok is what he did, but whatever he did, one opinion that he might have cursed Hashem. But Rashi points out in this week's parsha that the Megadif and the Mekoshish Eitzim, that was someone who gathered wood on Shabbos in order to teach the Jewish people about the halachas of Shabbos. But Rashi points out the Megadif and the Mekoshish Eitzim were not in the same cell. They were in different jail cells. So Zev Berkowitz from Lakewood said, why were they put into separate cells? Because this way they don't talk to each other. Because it could be if they were in the same cells, one of them might say to the other, you did nothing wrong. Bastin made a mistake. Everything you did was justified. You did nothing wrong. But when you're alone in the cell, you start having introspection about what you did. And that will form you to, that will cause you to do tshuva. That will cause you to repent. Because you might say, you know what? What I did was wrong. It really was wrong. I got to do tshuva. I got to repent. I got to return to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's why they were put in different cells. That's why they put in different jail cells. And that's what Rashi's teaching. That's what Zev Berkowitz explained. Rashi, the teacher said they needed introspection, and that will only happen when you're alone, so you can think about exactly what you did. I'm going to leave you now halachas. Again, ask your local Orthodox rabbi. And these halachas just discussed at the Shabbos table. So if we're still at home, you know, if we, by Shavuos, and Shavuos we say Hallel, And if we're still at home by then, hopefully we'll be davening and shul by then. Hopefully Hashem will send us, will foo us for the, those who have corona, will send and take corona away from this world so we can go back to shul. But we are still at home and you have to still daven and halal at home. And let's say you have a, you have a, you have a family where you have a father and you have three sons. So the Ramah, when Moshe Issel said that, so therefore when you say halal, let's say the father should say, they all three, you know, when they say halal together, of course, whenever they say halal, the father should say, Hodu Lashem Yomuna Yisrael Yomuna Beis Awan Yomuna Yirei Hashem, like it's a chazan. The father should be the chazan, and the three sons, let me just give him three sons, should repeat after him. He should say, Hodu Lashem, they should say, Hodu Lashem, Yom, like exactly in the shul. The father should be the chazan, and the three sons should repeat after him, by just by Hodu. They're not the whole halal, but just by the Hodu part. And the Ramah writes, but it's only done with as long as there's a father and two sons. As long as there's a father and two sons, it has to be at least two sons. Then Rav Yirmiyah Newman, he's from Chicago, Illinois, said, Nala Lachas. You know, when you say Bocha Mapil at night, you're not supposed to talk. But Rav Yirmiyah Newman said, if you have to text someone because it's a pressing need, whatever, again, you have to ask what that pressing need is. It's not a pressing need to text someone, I'll meet you tomorrow at 1 o'clock for pizza. But it's a press. Sometimes the texts have to go out immediately at night. So if the pressing need for the text, even though you said Amapil, because you're not supposed to talk after Amapil, you can still text someone if it's a pressing need. Now Yirmiyah Newman said, no, Lachav, because I think they said if you can't fall asleep, you say, Sonim Psukim, and that'll help you sleep. So Yirmiyah Newman said, so some people, I guess, have a minhag, they learn, you know, you're obviously not supposed to talk, but you learn in bed, you know, pick up a sefer, learn in bed, or you read about a gadol, and, you know, that gets you tired. So Yirmiyah Newman said it's still better to say a ma'apil first. Because if you learn in bed, let's say you're learning Torah or reading about a gadol or about a tzaddikus, you might fall asleep. And you might forget, and therefore you never said a ma'apil. So Yirmiyah Newman said it's better to say a ma'apil first and then learn in bed. Or read a sefer, or read a book, you know, about a tzaddik or tzaddikus. And therefore, you know, you fall asleep. And therefore, if you fall asleep, you said Amapil. So it's better to say Amapil first and then learn the Torah in bed, or, but obviously you're not talking, and then learn about that, or learn that biography. But obviously, we're not saying you're going to learn there for an hour or read for an hour. We're talking about a couple of minutes. Then the Ramah writes, let's say you daven Musaf instead of Shachris. So Ramah writes, you can still daven Shachris. You are Yotzei Musaf. But you obviously can still daven Shachris afterwards. So Yitzchak Elchanan, he's added on. He said, let's say you come to shul, and we should all be going to shul b'karov, and the davening musaf. You came late and davening musaf. So what you should do? So Yitzchak Elchanan said, daven musaf with them, and then when you finish, then you can daven Shachris based on that Ramah. So Yitzchak Elchanan said, if you come to shul and the daven musaf with them, and then you can daven Shachris afterwards. I'm going to leave you off with a beautiful story. It's a former yeshiva, Tova Das, in Brooklyn. I think it was Shlomo Heinemann. I forgot, let's call him Shlomo. So when they first built, when they had a Chanukah Sabbath, when they built a new building of Tova Das, the yeshiva and the Bochum decided they're going to have 1 week of 24-hour learning. And comes Shabbos night, comes Friday night. So the yeshiva goes to the Bochum, you guys go eat the dinner, and then... And I'll learn in the base medrash, you know, because it's 24-hour learning. And then when you guys come in, then I'll go home. But then the yeshiva told the bacha, oh my goodness, I never told my wife. I never told my Eish Yisrael that I was going to stay longer. So bacha goes, you know what? I'm going to go tell her for you. And he starts walking the bacha. And then he sees the yeshiva running after him. And the bacha goes, everything okay? And the yeshiva goes, yeah, I'll tell her. Because you know why? When she opens the door and sees you, the bacha, she'll get that 1 second of fear, of nervousness. Did anything happen to my husband? I can't do that to any. Obviously, can't do that to any Jew, not but Kavachom, his wife. So that's why I'll tell her. Therefore, she won't have 1 second of nervousness. And it teaches you how much it's important to think of a fellow Jew, even giving that 1 second, even giving a fellow Jew nervousness or fear or scaring them, or giving them pain or agmas nefesh, even 1 second. You know, we should avoid it. And that will hopefully rebuild the base of Mikdash Bikarov. I'd like to wish everyone a gewaldig Shabbos, and I hope everything's going well. Bye-bye.